Buildings get built all the time. But have you ever stopped to wonder about the people who are building them and what their experience is like? That guy operating a backhoe, and the other one mixing cement, or that woman welding a pipe, and that man over there putting up drywall. What exactly is their relationship to the building that they're building? As the crew poured sidewalks and planted trees outside, we went inside the Watson Institute's new 30,000 square foot expansion to talk to some of the people who made the project happen. We wanted to know who they are and why they do what they do.
My name is Sean Manning. I'm the project superintendent from Shawmut Design and Construction. I think every project's been pretty unique, and I guess it's somewhat like reading a new book. You get new characters.
My name's Nicole Blaze. I'm a senior project manager with Shawmut Design and Construction.
My name is Evan Sinicholas. I'm with Digo Gorio, and I've been with them for 8 years.
I'm Amanda Romano, and I'm a third-year pipe-fitting apprentice.
You start off with the introduction.
I went to school for architecture and graduated in 2000, so I've been in the industry for 18 years. I went straight into construction.
I'm a laborer, basically do everything, from putting in pipes, getting sidewalks ready to get poured, anything you can think of. Well, I wanted to be a laborer because they're the first ones on and the last ones to leave. So when you first start a job, you get the laborer to go. He starts cleaning up whatever it is that needs to be done. And when the job is over, he cleans up, takes care of everything so the job can be ready to open up. I'm always working. Very smart.
Well, I originally went to college for drawing. I didn't know what I wanted to do afterwards, and I just was like, welding's kind of like drawing. You just fit pipes mostly, so we do a lot of copper.
The plot's different.
The name of the project is the Brown University Watson Institute Expansion.
The Watson Institute mean some kind of, I don't know, institute for public housing, I don't know. You don't know what's really going on or who's going to be in these buildings, so you're just building them, especially when you're just working job to job to job to job. You don't really actually sit down and think about it.
Once it starts coming together, you can kind of tell, like, these are going to be offices or these are going to be labs or...
Everybody's working, number one. You know, you're able to feed your family. So, you know, that's always a good thing. That keeps people happy.
When you go through the climax, is the project going to get turned over? Are you going to make it? I've read some long, challenging books in the past. But I take those books as a stepping stone for the next project and what I learned from that, what I try to avoid in the upcoming projects?
Yes, always. You're always trying to improve your skill. I'll never, ever, ever, ever be able to just stop. You're always learning. Every job you go to, you know it's going to be something different, so everything's always a new challenge, especially every job that you go to.
It was the first time I had to spend a bit of time outside in the cold. It was like 20 degrees when it was just a slab and there was scaffolding and the steel was up, but it was just, this concrete just sucks it right out of you. So that was challenging.
If you're used to working in that environment, then it just becomes norm. It's just like, okay, now it's just another day at work. But when it's like 3 or 4 degrees, that's the problem, the cold. Because your hands get numb, your feet get numb, and that's the problem.
You can go inside, or if there's a place to warm up, they'll tell you to warm up. But a lot of stubborn men won't do that. I will, though. There's not many women, but there are a few carpenters and steel workers. I was only here for like 2 weeks in February, and then they brought me inside because I couldn't do it.
A good day on this job would be when we, as a team, plan an activity, and it's a very intricate activity or something where a lot of components need to come together. With all the pre-planning and all the hard work and working as a team come together and it's successful, that's a good day.
Especially like you said, when you go by and you're like, wow, I've done this.
I think one activity that stands out to me that was successful was the steel erection portion. The steel was delivered from Canada on large trucks, and trying to navigate that steel through these back roads of Providence and get it into the site, and having the crane positioned in the right location and the steel trucks being able to pull right in and unload the steel and erect it seamlessly was a great accomplishment.
One of the features I like the most about this building is the Agora. The size of it, the complexity of behind the scenes building it, things that people wouldn't see. There's fire shutters and the construction aspects that no one's going to see because they're hidden were pretty intricate and took a lot of time and money.
Absolutely, yeah. I think with the new building, with the curtain wall and glazing, and the transition, like where we can go out to the bridge here, kind of turns into the renovation, the house with the siding. So I think that kind of brought it all together. The vision was kind of, at first, everybody questioned that, but I think TMA, the architect, really brought everything together, new and old, in a very special way.
The happiest point is probably finishing a job, just completing it and seeing it all in its all.
Yes, I do feel the end is in sight. The interior of both buildings, including the bridge. We're doing the finishes. We're working on punch list. The site. The site is starting to take shape now. We're pouring sidewalks. We're rough grading. Starting the irrigation. So I do see the end in sight.
No, I'm never sad when it ends, I don't think, as long as I have another place to go to. It's kind of nice to move on to something different.
Yes, after you leave, you do think about it, especially if you're going by another job site and you're just seeing something, like you want to stop by and just be like, oh, what are they doing? Oh, he's at this phase, or they're at this phase. And so you actually do think about it. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, when I go into a building or anything, I look at the construction, and I definitely have had dreams about pipe.
I have gone back into a few. I've done a number of buildings around Brown campuses, so it's close and convenient to go back through them. I worked on Rhode Island Hall. I've worked on John Hay Library. I've worked on the other Watson building, doing some upgrades there. I don't tend to think about leaving a mark, but it is pretty interesting to drive by and see them after they're done. But I've never really thought about how long it's going to stay there.
You know, some people love doing this. That's the whole thing about it. Some people just want to just work outside or just love building things. And then some people like staying in the office.
This has been Trending Globally, Politics and Policy. If you enjoyed today's conversation, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher, or download us on your favorite podcasting app. If you like us, rate us, and help others who might enjoy the show find us. For more information, go to watson.brown.edu.